This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Sameet Chavan, Chief Technical and Derivatives Analyst at Angel Broking. He gave us three trading ideas for short term. For the last few days, key indices have been range bound, but if we observe the price action of individual stocks, especially from the F&O universe, some sort of distribution is clearly visible. We need to see how the market behaves in the first half of this week. On the higher side, 14,875 to 15,050 are the levels to watch out for, whereas on the lower side, 14,450 to 14,350 is a key support zone. A major corrective move is possible only below 14,330. Until then, expect the index to remain in a broad range. Traders are advised to be stock specific for a while, and till the time Nifty does not surpass 15,050, we are likely to see some pressure at higher levels. One should remain light and trade with proper risk management as we step into the monthly expiry week. Here are two buy and one sell calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. BPCL is the first call, target price Rs. 448, stop loss is Rs. 418, and upside potential for this call is 3.5%. Overall, the entire PSU space has been buzzing for the last 3 months, and the murky OMC counter has been in limelight every now and then. Price-wise, this stock seems to have a sturdy structure on the weekly time frame, and looking at the lower degree chart, the recent price correction appears to have completed. The stock managed to find support at the previous multiple resistance zone around Rs. 424. This coincides with the 89-day exponential moving average as well, and hence, we expect the stock to resume its upward trend. Cadila Healthcare is the second call, also a buy call, target price Rs. 445, stop loss Rs. 407. Upside potential for this call is 4%. The entire pharma universe has been quiet for the last couple of months. In fact, many had undergone a decent price as well as time-wise correction. This stock also saw a decent correction of nearly 20% from the recent highs. If we take a glance at the daily chart, we can see prices rebounding after sliding a tad below their 200-day simple moving average. With the smart recovery on Friday, the daily close happened above this key moving average. Also, the candle resembles a bullish hammer pattern. The possibility of some relief is very much on cards. And Axis Bank is the third call, which is a sell call. Target price is Rs. 700, stop loss is Rs. 746, and downside possibility for this call is 4%. Banking space has been the major culprit in all intermediate corrections, and this time, although Bank Nifty has been underperforming the benchmark, this stock has managed to remain sturdy. However, for the last few sessions, we are seeing some sign of fatigue, and the same is clearly visible on charts. The stock slipped below its recent consolidation range, and although it has managed to recover a fair bit of lost ground last Friday, the analyst expects the stock to face stiff resistance around Rs. 730 to 735. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.